I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The government shutdown may be over,
but getting everything back up and running won't happen all at once. The disruption of the closure, clocking in at 43 days, ranged in the impact it had on people. Federal workers who were immediately and directly affected are returning to their jobs. Flight disruptions will continue at some of the nation's airports. Some states say some recipients of food aid through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, received their full monthly benefits, but others may have to wait up to a week. Two of the Smithsonian's museums reopened on Friday, and the rest will reopen by Monday. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis say Israel returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians to Gaza in the latest step of fulfilling the terms of the fragile U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement. Police say a double-decker bus crashed into a bus stop in Stockholm, Sweden, causing fatalities and injuries. I'm Ed Donahue.